NASCAR's craziest all-star race yet. For the first time, Dover Motor Speedway hosted NASCAR's all-star race, which may be viewed as one of the craziest events yet. The 42-year-old format has undergone numerous changes over the years, leaving competitors and fans confused. However, this year's event was marked by its unpredictability. The format changed to a non-points event without the open, a traditional NASCAR series race, added an extra layer of excitement to the event. The first All-Star race held during the day since 1991 and without the open made for a thrilling experience for fans. However, it also led to increased risk for drivers, as seen in the two car crashes that affected the field for the final segment. The wackiness of this year's All-Star race was on full display when Ryan Preece's Ford slammed into the wall on lap 2, triggering a 9-car crash. The accident resulted in flames erupting from the car, and Preece escaped uninjured but was out of the event. This incident set the tone for the rest of the first segment, which saw multiple cars suffer damage. The crews of Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney worked tirelessly to repair their damaged race cars during the red flag period. Their drivers were guaranteed starting positions in the final segment due to their victories last year and this season, adding an extra layer of pressure to the team's efforts. The second 9-car crash that ended the first segment eliminated several top contenders, including Chase Elliott, John Hunter Nemechek, and Chris Buescher. The crashes resulted in 8 drivers transferring into the final 200-lap segment, rather than the originally planned 6. The garage scene during the second segment was chaotic, with so many cars under repair that Larson likened it to an arts and crafts class. This level of complexity added to the unpredictability of the event, making it one of the craziest all-star races yet. The crashes in the first 2 segments resulted in a significant number of drivers being injured, including 8 who transferred into the final segment. The increased risk for drivers is a concern for safety and can have long-term consequences on their careers. Denny Hamlin's victory at age 45 marked another milestone in his career, tying Kevin Harvick and Terry Labonte for the largest gap between all-star victories, 11 years. This achievement highlights Hamlin's consistency and determination as a driver. The unpredictability of this year's all-star race is a testament to NASCAR's willingness to innovate and take risks. The event's format change and emphasis on fan engagement have resulted in an exciting experience for fans, but also increased the risk for drivers. The Dover Motor Speedway hosted one of the most unpredictable and chaotic NASCAR All-Star races yet, with car crashes and dramatic repairs adding to the excitement. As the series continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how these elements impact future events.